I will read directly in English from the Beatles. And if you don't understand, you go to the little booklet. But anyway, we know exactly this Jun Dushiki, I think, from Zeisler. But if I read it in the dojo, it gives it another dimension to just only to correct it outside like a normal book. The correction of the it passes through the dojo. I could just sit together and look how is it correct here, is it correct there. But it is like, for example, to wear the kesa. If the kesa is not given by something by somebody in the dojo, you cannot wear the kesa. It has to be transmitted in a way. It must go. It has to be transmitted, and the transmission passes always in the dojo. The dojo is the place of the transmission. So from today on, I will comment the Ju Undo Shiki, the rules of the new building for the practice of zazen, the rules of the new dojo. It's a very short text, including 20 articles, written by Master Dogen. When Dogen came back from China, he returned to the Keninji temple. He was disappointed by the behavior of the monks. He said, "It's obvious that Buddhism is in the process of degeneration. When I came back to Keninji, the monks were only concentrating on their own comfort. In his room, everyone got his own lacquered furniture and collected treasures. In addition, they were only talking about worldly and frivolous matter." Dogen left and settled in another temple, Hoshoji. His temple was open to everyone, not only to the professionals of Buddhism, not only to the monks, not only to the professionals of Buddhism, but also to lay people. And also his teaching was severe. Many people were gathering around him to practice the true way. Koshoji became too small. A new building, a new dojo had to be built. The one was a monk, not an architect. He did not like the construction works. So he said, "Nowadays, most of the people think that building temples is the mark of the diffusion of the way. This is entirely wrong. No temple, even if it's built in gold, can be a means to awaken us. Of course, the people who visit feel something, a favorable atmosphere. But it is of no concern for the monks. We should remember the words of Buddha and practice Zazen in hovels or under trees." Hovels. Hovels, it seems they are collapsing houses, this kind of thing. Like the first dojo, like Bucharest, long time. Long time. Like here, slowly, slowly. It is then Buddhism will really spread. But now I must build the dojo and I put all my energy into finding sponsors who will give money. Also, I know that it has nothing to do with the diffusion of Buddhism. I don't have many disciples, but I have a lot to do. I lose a lot of time. I only have the hope of building this dojo to help people who are lost in their illusions, and with the goal that the practitioners of today can do Zazen. Even if my plan does not succeed, I won't be discouraged. And even if I only succeed in erecting a single pillar, it will remain for my descendants as the mountain of my unfinished hope, and what will happen later is not of my concern. When the dojo was finished the day of the inauguration, Dogen said, "I clearly realized that my eyes are horizontal and my nose is vertical. I came back to Japan with empty hands, without any sutra, and I know nothing about Buddhism." It is at that time that he wrote the Jun Dushiki, the rules for the practice in the new building, the new dojo. In the Tenzo Kyokun, Dogen explains to his disciples how to practice the way in the daily life, in each of the actions of their existence. The Jun Undo Shiki is about to practice in the dojo. Why are we practicing Zazen? How to realize the true way? How to understand ourselves? Shakyamuni Buddha says the study, the observance of the precepts and the practice of Zazen are unable to extinguish our desires. Although these practices are meritorious, it's difficult to have faith in them. In the dojo, a law, a rule exists. You can read the rules of the dojo of Paris in the cloak room. When Sensei wrote them, he was inspired by the rules of Dogen, the Jun no Shiki. In the dojo, the law, the rule, is absolute. It is not possible to change it. Even if the parliament passes a law, it cannot modify the rule of the dojo. The rule is Ho, the Dharma. So to follow the rule of the dojo is to follow the law which has existed for millions of years. Namely, not to follow our ego, our personal ideas. If we follow only our categories, if we listen only to our front brains, to our personal consciousness, even if we study, even if we observe the precepts, even if we practice Zazen, it's totally useless, inefficient. Understanding ourselves, understanding our ego means abandoning the ego and forgetting about the ego. If we abandon the ego, then Ho, the law, exists. And the way can be expressed and actualized. Ho has been passed on from Buddha to all masters, to all patriarchs. But the law does not exist, the way cannot appear. This practice is not difficult. It is the dojo here and now. It is to follow the others, not to disturb the others. Our life must follow the law. Everything is important in this dojo. How to enter, how to walk, how to sit, how to breathe. The tiniest things becomes a question of life and death. It's difficult to believe in the law, in the rule. But to have faith means non-duality. It's not an action of our ego or of our understanding. The posture of Zazen itself is Buddha. To believe in that is the secret of Zen. If we abandon the ego, we can believe that the posture of Zazen itself is the Buddha. That the practice here now is the Satori. When the law exists, the way is actualized. This is the true practice in the dojo and the true Satori with its stains. Jun no Shiki, the rules of the new dojo. Article 1 says, no monk can be admitted in this dojo if he doesn't seek the way sincerely and if he does not have the strong determination to reject honors and profit. No one can enter this dojo if he has the goal of obtaining Satori. If you realize that your presence here is a mistake, you have to leave. But when Bodhisattva, the spirit of the way, appears, then your deeply rooted desires, your desire for fame, for profit, disappears in an instant. In the entire world, there are, I dare say, only very few people able to transmit the Dharma. By the construction of this new dojo of Koshoji, I have the intention to build the foundation of Zen practice in our country, because I feel some compassion for the people in this period of spiritual degeneration, and because I attach more importance to what is happening in the present than to what happened in the past. In total, there are 20 articles, 20 rules for the practice of the way in the dojo. When we read the Shobogenzo or other Zen texts, the koans, it's difficult to grasp, to understand. On the contrary, the rules are very simple. Don't do this, don't do that. If you are mistaken, you will be punished. Go away. But even these rules cannot be understood through logic if you don't understand the original significance. You will be obliged to leave. You will be tired, you will be exhausted, and you will only waste your time. It is not sufficient to understand only by your reasoning. One day a blind man put his arms around the leg of an elephant. He thought it is a lukewarm tree. From this point of view, it is not a mistake, it's logical, it was missing the dimension of sight. The true sense of the rule is of the dojo is to look inside oneself, to look to one's own karma, to understand oneself. Zazen is intended for oneself, not for the others. It's neither to be shown or to be displayed. All of you know the rules of this dojo. Enter with the left foot, turn at the right angle, don't pass in front of the altar, concentrate on Zazen posture and pull your chin in. Afterwards, there is the ceremony, the Sampai and the Anyashinyo. People always ask this question, why are there rules? Zazen is enough. The posture is sufficient. Of course, it is true. It is like the blind man who thinks he's dealing with the Luku world. Three. In this dojo, we should also follow another action and another karma than our personal karma. Follow another existence than our personal existence. Ordinarily, everyone follows his own opinions, his own bonus, and his own categories. We think this is the truth, that is right. But at the end, what is right? What is exact? What is true? For a dog, dog dirt is more precious than a diamond.